Hi there, this is Aleksandra and you're listening to my podcast Angielski do kawy. Welcome to my podcast series Espresso. The name comes from the combination of the words English and espresso. Espresso is a shot of coffee, and here, every episode is your shot of English, your espresso. Here is Espresso episode number 24. Today, I'd like you to think in English about the phenomenon of podcasts in general. Have you ever wondered why so many of us listen to podcasts nowadays? Not so long ago, very few people in Poland listened to podcasts, and now it seems that almost everyone knows at least one, and they listen to them regularly. So let's focus for a while on some advantages of listening to podcasts. For sure, they're very convenient. Podcasts can be listened to at any time, in any place, and on any device. This makes them perfect for multitasking. Also, they're often free and easily accessible via apps or websites. What else? Listening to podcasts is a great way to learn new skills, for example, language skills. They can also keep you informed on current news and events, as well as keep you motivated and inspired. And last but not least, you can listen to them at your own pace, which means you don't have to hurry to finish certain podcast episodes because they're available to you all the time, just like these Espresso episodes. So now we could all say, no wonder podcasts are so popular. All right, now it's time to teach you another two expressions. The first one is to make the most of something. This idiomatic expression means to use or enjoy something as much as possible. For instance, we should make the most of the good weather and go for a picnic today. Now repeat after me. We should make the most of the good weather and go for a picnic today. The translation is: powinniśmy w pełni, na maksa, wykorzystać dobrą pogodę i iść dziś na piknik. We should make the most of the good weather and go for a picnic today. We should make the most of the good weather and go for a picnic today. Another example. I want to make the most of this internship and learn as much as I can. I want to make the most of this internship and learn as much as I can. Chcę w pełni wykorzystać ten staż i nauczyć się jak najwięcej. I want to make the most of this internship and learn as much as I can. The second expression is at all costs or at any cost. If you do something at all costs or at any cost, you do it no matter what dangers or difficulties are involved. For instance, you have to finish this project at all costs, even if it means working overtime. You have to finish this project at all costs, even if it means working overtime. Musisz skończyć ten projekt za wszelką cenę, nawet jeśli oznacza to robienie nadgodzin. You have to finish this project at all costs, even if it means working overtime. You have to finish this project at all costs, even if it means working overtime. Another example. He wanted to win the race at any cost, and that's why he cheated. He wanted to win the race at any cost, and that's why he cheated. Chciał wygrać ten wyścig za wszelką cenę i dlatego oszukiwał. He wanted to win the race at any cost, and that's why he cheated. He wanted to win the race at any cost, and that's why he cheated. And now it's time for your espresso to go. A context for the phrases is: I'd really like to make the most of this opportunity, so I have to go abroad at all costs. I'd really like to make the most of this opportunity, so I have to go abroad at all costs. Naprawdę chciałabym wykorzystać tę okazję w pełni, więc muszę wyjechać za granicę za wszelką cenę. I'd really like to make the most of this opportunity. So I have to go abroad at all costs. I'd really like to make the most of this opportunity, so I have to go abroad at all costs. Perfect. As you've probably already noticed, in this episode, there are lots of useful phrases, but perhaps after listening to it only once, you didn't have time to catch all of them. That's why I encourage you to listen to each Espresso episode at least twice. And if you're still not sure if you understood everything I said, have a look at the transcripts of Espresso episodes. You'll find them on the main page of my website, angielskidokawy.pl. Thanks for listening and speak to you soon.